Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, announcer man. Always good to hear from our man Vaughn, who's retired but still giving us the voice right here on the show, as he's done for over 20 years. Real Golf Radio, been up and going for 25 years, and we got a great show for you this week. Keith Clearwater, he's a two-time winner on the PGA Tour, and he will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to have an extended conversation with him, not only about what he thinks about the current state of the PGA Tour, but all this equity money that's being floated around right now. And the big question is there's a legacy category on there, and we'll see what he thinks about that. That's going to be part of what we talk about coming up in a few minutes as well. Also on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy, as well as Sean Toulon with Toulon Design Golf, and he is Toulon Design Putters. We're going to talk some putting. I love talking to Sean, gets me fired up, and they are, of course, Sean was the general manager of Odyssey and vice president at Callaway for a long time. He was at TaylorMade for, you know, even longer before then, developed some of the best products that you're seeing out in the market today. The Spider Putter, for instance, was a Toulon design, and now he's got his own, and he's focusing now kind of in retirement with his sons, who are not retired, but in retirement, he is kind of focusing on these small batches, these little amazing works of art that are fit into a putter. And he put a video out recently showing how they went. Isn't that neat?
How he put it together and everything, and then displayed it in the box and all that. Oh man, it was awesome.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten a Toulon before, you definitely want to check that out. Toulon design. So we'll talk some putters coming up. We've also got some low scores, as we mentioned, taking place on Korn Ferry and PGA Tour. Mother Nature showing up to as raucous as those fans on the 16th green. And so they have to deal with that. We're going to get into the Super Bowl of golf, Super Bowl weekend. We got all that to take place. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward. This will be a fun week, Bob.
Yeah, it is a fun week. It always is. Phoenix is great. You know, 150,000 people on that golf course. They run to the 16th green.
I'm sure nobody gets hurt.
At 7:30 in the morning, they're running to the 16th green when they open the gates so that the guys can have a seat.
I mean, if you want to be a part of it, if you want to be in the biggest party on grass, as they say, which you have to make sure that's in the context of golf, then that's where you want to be, is at the TPC Scottsdale for the WM Phoenix Open. So we'll get into it all next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
As disruption rocks the global supply chain, businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you in part by Callaway Golf and the new Chrome Tour. Consistently outstanding tour performance, the new gold standard in golf balls. I've got a box right here, Bob. I was one of the first to purchase in retail. I mean, look how good that box is. It's a pretty box.
It's a pretty box. Yeah. It sure is.
And I'll tell you what, I played last weekend in some pretty cold and rainy weather, some wind, ball flew really nicely, through the wind. I loved the way it reacted around the greens. Really good stuff. Yeah, I mean, I used to play the XLS, so I decided to go with just the regular Chrome Soft. I might tinker a little bit with the X, but I think the X is going to spin a little more than I want it to. So for now, I'm going Chrome Tour, and we'll see what happens. But they're available at retail, or you can find out more at CallawayGolf.com. So it's always fun this time of year to check some things out and tinker, if you will.
That's right.
With what's going on. All right. So, Bob.
Yes.
One of the things that we're going to get into with Keith Clearwater coming up is this whole equity on the PGA Tour. I found this to be really fascinating. I don't know, you and I and the caddy, we have our little text thread that we spend some time on and have some fun. And I shared with you a story out of SI, Bob Herrick. Bob Herrick put together this kind of a synopsis about what's going on with this equity thing. And this is kind of how it breaks down. You got the first group, $750 million in equity that is granted to 36 players based on career performance, last five-year performance, and player impact program results. Now, what's interesting about that is that's a measurable piece to essentially how popular are they.
Right.
On social media and otherwise, right? Which is going to, just keep that in mind as we kind of work our way down the list, because once you get to a point where those players didn't have the availability of social media, it becomes a little tougher to, becomes more subjective rather than actually something you can measure, right?
And the career performance in there also, and then also the last 5 years. So these are more kind of active players, I would think.
Yes.
With the PIP and the last 5 years of their performance that are going to be in that group of one that have the equity share of that $750 million.
I mean, this just off the top of your head, this Tiger Woods is in this group. You know, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, yeah. You know, yep. Justin Thomas. These guys, right, that are winning major
yep.
championships.
Scottie Scheffler. So. Yep. Yes. Those guys. Yep.
The second group would see $75 million in equity granted to 64 players based on their performance over the past 3 years. So this is the guys that aren't the PIP guys. They're not maybe the tour championship. I don't know who falls in line with this, but this would have probably been your Tyrrell Hattons, might have probably fit into this group before he left for LIV.
Yep.
I think you're seeing probably, I think Tony Finau, for instance, is probably somewhere between the first and second group.
Yeah, when you talk about 36 players, Tony's with his official world golf rankings and his performance in winning golf tournaments in the last few years, getting three wins, he might be in that group one area.
He's actually, if you look in the last 5 years, he's got five wins in the last five years, right?
So
he only had that one win that was lingering out there for a little bit longer.
Correct.
So Tony probably does jump in there. So then the third group would see $30 million in equity granted to 57 players who have earned fully exempt PGA Tour status. So fully exempt PGA Tour status would mean you are in the top, what do we got? We've got 36 and 6. So you're basically in the top 125. Top 100, probably.
Yeah, and a guy like Troy Merritt, who's a guy that we have always on the show and that kind of thing, he would be kind of a guy that you would see into this group three.
Yeah, top 125.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they've got $30 million between 57 guys. Again, when you talk about the haves and have-nots, 57 guys split in 30 versus 36 guys split in 750. Okay? Clearly, this is made to keep the stars right there on the PGA
top
Tour.
Echelon, you bet.
They're essentially saying, okay, we see what you're doing over there, Liv. We'll match your money grab.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're doing, right? And before this deal with the Strategic Alliance Group, Strategic Sports Group, whatever, the PGA Tour were playing a game they couldn't compete in. And now, essentially with their assistance, they can do that. The last group is what's interesting because I think all the first few groups are sort of self-explanatory. This last one is really intriguing to me, obviously because of my time spent with you over the last 25 years and knowing your family and your dad, Billy Casper, and whatnot. But the last group would see $75 million in aggregate equity granted to 36 players who were, quote, instrumental to building the PGA Tour based on career performance. I think those
and
are important
And this is the
wording.
legacy category.
Because they mentioned, the only ones that they really mentioned, the only player they really mentioned that they wanted to make sure they took care of in this category is a guy like Jack Nicklaus.
Right.
So if we're using Jack as the bar and we see the words instrumental to building the PGA Tour based on career performance.
Yeah.
Jack obviously was huge. Jack and Arnold were the ones that led the charge to break away from the PGA of America back in 1968. Jack has the 70 plus wins and the most majors of anybody with 18. Right. So all of those things, you're like, of course, Jack's in there.
Yeah.
You probably think Arnold Palmer's in there.
Yeah.
Not probably. You would think Arnold Palmer would be in there. Yeah.
Big three, Gary also.
Yeah. And then where do you start going from there? Do you start with wins? Because if you start with wins, Bob.
I think you have to. I think you absolutely have to. And when you talk about those wins, you know, you got Jack at 72. You got Arnold at 62. My dad's at 51. Gary's in the 30s. And how far back does that go? You know, when the PGA Tour split to the modern PGA Tour off of the PGA of America, that was about in 1968.
Right.
Well, in 1968, my dad won five times. So that was a huge part of his first year. Yeah, he got credit for those wins, but it was seen a little bit different because it was the first year that it was away from the PGA of America. So when you're talking about somebody that has 51 wins, three majors, and they're talking about that were instrumental in the modern PGA Tour based on career performance, then hopefully that would be something that they would take into effect or take into consideration as far as my dad is concerned.
Well, I would think so. Again, you see at the very top, Sam Snead, right? He won 82 times and seven majors over 30 years, but his last win was 1965.
Right.
I'm not here to say that Sam Snead
was. That was Greensboro.
Oh, yes. And I'm not here to say Sam Snead wasn't instrumental. Well, how many times did he win Greensboro? 8 times or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I'm not saying Sam Snead wasn't instrumental, but if you're talking about players, and he did play on what is now the considered the PGA Tour, so maybe Sam Snead's in that mix. Do you go to Ben Hogan? Ben Hogan stopped playing in 1959.
Snead, he stopped early too.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but Snead went.
Oh, Byron Nelson too.
Yeah, so Byron Nelson stopped early as well. In 1951.
Yep.
Stopped winning, right? That's the years that he won. Phil Mickelson would absolutely be in this category, obviously, 45 wins.
But he went to live.
So here is the interesting scenario that is faced with this legacy category, and we'll see what Keith Clearwater has to say about that. He joins us next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. So good to be with you. And great to welcome in our good friend. He's a 2-time winner on the PGA Tour. You've heard lots about him if you listen regularly, as Bob had a chance to caddy for him back in the day. And, you know, all too often, Bob takes credit for the success of one Keith Clearwater back in the day. Keith, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and well he should, for it was my best year on tour. And let's make that clear. My very best year, we could have had a lot of fun. Even though we did have a lot of fun, we didn't get out of there without missing on a few wins. We finished 22nd on the money list that year, and he read every putt perfectly and always beat me to my ball. So I don't know I could ask for much more.
All right. So that takes care of the keep up part, and you added the green reading. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So did you, let me ask you this, just on that topic. Did you have other caddies read greens for you, or was that just something you knew that you could rely on Bob for?
Entirely Bob. Nobody else would read a green. Now I would get messed up. We just got into a rhythm, and we, you know, if you're with each other long enough, you read a putt, you make a decision, it works out like you both thought, and you build confidence over time in that you're both seeing the same thing and communicating the same thing. And that's the whole thing, learning to communicate, which, you know, some people, for whatever reason, a ball out to some is three balls out, is left edge, you know, so it's really how you actually see it. And we just saw things, you know, spot on. So it was great.
Kind of got to know which way you hit your putt too, right? I mean, it's hard to think about it, but it's true. Some guys hook putts, some guys slice putts, you know? So yeah, if you ever play with a partner and they want you to read putts, if you don't know much about them, you could say, it looks like it's a, you know, cup out to me. But you know, if he starts at left of the hole and pushes at three cups, then that's not going to work out for him.
Well, no, that's so true. You know, most people, it's been data proven that most people severely underread putts. Mm. You know, if you pick a line, you know, if you actually pick a straight through start line, most people on a 3-inch break, or let's say a 10-inch break, are seeing 4 inches. And it's actually, if you started on a straight line, it's actually as much as 10. And they just don't see that because it's moving off that line immediately. So, you know, you've really got to work with somebody who sees and knows and understands what's actually happening to agree with them, make it work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hey, we had fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you. I know I've heard so many great stories from that.
The
year,
best part was that I got on the bag for the last two rounds of San Diego because his caddy didn't show up, and we finished top. Did we finish top 10 that week?
I think we did. Yeah, I'm almost certain we did.
Then he says, you're coming with me to L.A. next week. And he opened with 64 at L.A. at Riviera. Mm. And then he goes, now you're coming with me to Florida. So I just kept going.
You basically earned your job every week. You got rehired every week is what you did.
I did.
Well, so. I mean, I was... The biggest sadness for me was when 94 came around and he wasn't going to be with, or 93 wasn't going to be with me. And he had to like actually be a dad and have real life stuff happen. It's like, it messed my whole life up.
Jeez. He's the reason, could have been.
The reason I didn't get into the Hall of Fame.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That's a heavy weight to carry around, Bob. The untold story of what could have been, the Keith Clearwater story.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, so Keith, I wanted to get your take. You know, I know, you know, you've been away from the tour for a little bit, but as a guy that's won a couple of times and been a part of this show for a bit, what's your take kind of on where it's professional golf stands with the LIV Golf split and now the response or reaction by the PGA Tour? There's so many moving pieces, but I'm just generally speaking, what's your thoughts about the state of professional golf and the tours relative to the things we just mentioned?
Yeah, I there's not an easy answer. There's so many moving parts, like you say, and I'm a believer in, you know, we're all independent contractors trying to make a living. I mentioned to Bobby the other day that, you know, as much as I'm a loyalist and believe in standing behind something, when you have an opportunity to make significant money, as with LIV, it's hard. You know, we can get injured and never play golf again. And to think you can somehow get generational money for your life, for your families, you know, and kids to come and settle that issue in life, that's a significant gift. And so I don't down these players for taking that. Now, on the other end, how the tour's responded, you know, it's a pretty expensive retention tool, I think. You know, if you look at what they're doing, they're spending a lot of money to make sure they have a product in the future. And I think that's the biggest concern they have. They see people leaving, and, you know, John Rahm is much, you know, and there's some noise about some other players. I think they know they have to secure retention of all their players and get them bought in and a part of everything. So they're not going to leave. So they can't leave. So in the future, they can sell their product and not fear with, you know, everybody that's investing in the game that they're going to leave, because they need to know that there's going to be a product to put on the golf course. So I think that's what they're doing here. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money. I can't wait to hear your take. You guys have, you know, seen it, looked at it, researched it, and it's early on. So we don't have all the answers or all the understanding, but I'd like to know how you're seeing it. And we can talk about that.
You know what? The interesting thing is, with all the money that's being thrown in and thrown at the game right now with the PIF, with this, the strategic investment group, that kind of thing, would you ever have envisioned that you could play as a tour member, you could play for $25 million for a purse for a single week and have it guaranteed?
It's just great. It's crazy. The numbers they're playing for now is hard to believe. I mean, you have intimate, you know, reality with that, as your dad, you know, was one of the greatest players to ever play golf. And, you know, the numbers they played for and what they built and, you know, to know what they played for and even what they enjoyed after is just nickels compared to what these kids are getting just to play in one event. It's just astonishing. So, no, I never felt like we'd ever get to this point in playing for this type of money.
You know, and also hearing what you're saying about being loyal and but understanding the money is there. And you know, it's hard to blame the guys. Does it surprise you still a little bit that the tour would have to come up with this kind of money to, as you said, an expensive retention plan, that people would have to be retained to play on the PGA Tour? I mean, this is what everyone aspired to. And now it's somewhat, I guess, under attack, if you will, or maybe isn't the carrot that it once was. And it just seemed to almost happen overnight. Did you see this coming? Did you think this was something that they haven't addressed properly, the players, over the years that led to this, or should this have never even got to this point in your opinion?
Well, I think this has been germinating for 25 years with Greg Norman. And, you know, there's always been rumors, talks about what's really going on. Jay Monahan being paid whatever it was, 13 or 16 million, and not having access to books. There's just been a lot of talk about the kind of fracture that's there and what's really going on. So that, along with the possibility to make a lot of money, you know, I think it's hard for players not to look at that. And so it was always germinating. Greg always wanted something bigger, better for the elite players. The tour, all, you know, Jay had a chance to make a move early on this, and he chose not to. And I think had he at least been open to some dialogue and discussion about it, we may not be where we are. I think that was the early miss that Jay just missed opening that up, because he really didn't think it would come to such a significant place like this. And so he missed that opportunity where we could have had some normal, I don't know, merging of thoughts and merging of money. And we missed that. So, yeah, it's just, it's always been there. Players have always wanted it. The best players have always wanted it. And now it's happened. Now that better option came along, better financial option, in spite of the PGA Tour still having luster and being the place where you want to, you know, that's where history lies. It's an interesting thing when all of a sudden, 3 years before, you were in college playing golf and you were a very, you know, young, excited kid. And now, you know, you're worth several hundred million dollars and that opportunity is there. It's just crazy. You know, you look at a John Rahm who's gone from what he was to now, you know, having that kind of earning potential. It's just crazy. Yeah.
And at the same time, he said he's emotional about not playing these tour events, you know, this week, last week. He was would have been the defending champ of these first, what, three of the first, like,
three
six
events.
Events. Yeah. Yeah. So I think he's having a little bit of buyer's, or at least he admitted he's got a little bit of a buyer's remorse, but obviously what's done is done. And I think personally, I think John Rahm took that deal feeling like his return to the PGA Tour would be, you know, relatively quick. And now I'm just not so sure. It would be a bit of a shame to not see John Rahm and some of those other players back on the PGA Tour again real soon.
Oh, I agree completely. And you're right. Anybody that's played, and, you know, I have in the background turned on watching, you know, 16 at Phoenix, you know, the stadium hole, the excitement, the fun, the history of that. You know, I remember playing there and finishing up really well. Had people in the locker room say, nice win. And anyhow, the wind switched. It's a long story. I shot 66 the final round, had it, and finished fourth. But anyhow, such history, such fun, such excitement for these top players that now they're not a part of.
Yeah, there's no question. And
you know, I know they're missing out, you know, and they're not televised. Those of us who are fans of those players aren't seeing them on a regular basis. So it really, it's hard to keep their relevancy. And,
yeah. No world ranking points either. That's going to keep them relevant as far as the majors are concerned and that kind of thing.
That's a big deal. I think that's the biggest deal of all. I don't know why they don't make a switch to four rounds and just get their points, because that so many of the players were promised that went there that they would have access to, you know, the points. And now that they're not, they, you know, all the things that they're thinking they could play 14 of these events and play all the majors. And that's a phenomenal season. And you know, they're all the top players and they want to play in the majors. That's how you establish any kind of history. And they and the world of golf has kind of moved to where history is found in the majors, not in winning these auxiliary or ancillary events. And now that they're not going to have, unless you've won one of them in the last 5 years, you're not going to have access to them. And that's hard for a lot of these top players in the world to be shut out of the majors, which they always had access to. So that's something LIV has to solve. And, yeah, I don't know. What's your take on how they're going to come about bringing that to fruition?
Well, let's talk about that. Are you okay to hang on? We got to take a quick break. Can we continue the conversation after this?
Of course.
All right. Keith Clearwater joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We'll answer that question and more coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's K-N-O-W pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. Continuing our conversation with two-time winner on the PGA Tour, Keith Clearwater. So, Keith, you asked us about world ranking points. We kind of left off there before we went to break. And you're right. It's a format thing for me. There's two things. It's a field size and it's a format, right? So
right.
I think having the limited field that they have, playing the three rounds, you know, it's the world rankings were set up before LIV ever came along. They knew what the rules were going into it. They wanted to create this something that was new. And by the way, I'm not completely against trying to freshen it up. I do think sometimes, even as a lifelong golf fan, I'll find myself on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon sitting on the couch watching a golf tournament and falling asleep, taking a nap, and inundated with so many commercial breaks that sometimes it's hard to stay in the groove of it all. And so when Augusta comes around and they have their uninterrupted coverage and their limited sponsorships and the top players, it's intoxicating and riveting, and you stay tuned to it at all times. So they've certainly figured that out. Now, I realize the tour needs to make some money to be able to pay for all this. The TV networks, rather, have to make some money through advertising sales to cover their expenses to the PGA Tour and the rights that they have purchased. So I get all of that. But I don't knock the creativity idea. I just don't know that they really stumbled upon it with shotgun starts and 54 holes limited field. That, you know, John Rahm said it best early on, that didn't feel like real championship golf to him. So yet he took the check, and I don't, again, hard to blame him when they throw that kind of money at him. But I watched the LIV event in Mexico last week because Pebble Beach got rained out and blown out. And so I thought, well, here's an opportunity for LIV to showcase itself. And they did all finish on 18. And Sergio went into a playoff with Neiman, and Neiman ended up winning in the dark. And there was some intrigue around that. But I just don't feel like the PGA Tour has what it needs to have. And LIV, if they want world rankings, needs to play in that sort of sandbox. That's my long answer. I think that LIV's got to make some adjustments if they're going to get those world rankings. And I do think for the golf fan, it's important to make sure that the best players in the world are having the opportunity to compete, at least on the big stages in the majors.
Yeah, you're absolutely, there's no question about it. The points are everything. You know, they've already, Tiger's event had world ranking points. Tiger right. jumped up, you know, I forget how many spots, which was just crazy with, what's the limited field there? 30 players or something?
Yeah. Correct.
You know, so
it's about 30 players.
You know, so they were making that argument early on, but they continued to give points to Tiger's event.
But that's a one-off, right? I mean, I'm playing both sides here. That is a one-off. It's not, that's the entirety of it all.
Yeah, no, you're right. So again, how I feel like they have to move to a four-round tournament schedule. I don't know how they're ever going to get points. Do you see any discussions going on, or do you see any movement in any way that's going to allow them to get points without going to four round tournaments?
Yeah, the discussion that's happening, Bob, you can jump in, but the discussion is this PIF investment into the PGA Tour.
Right.
Because everyone can say, well, the World Golf Rankings is independent, but we all know that if the PGA Tour and DP World Tour have an alliance with PIF, who is running LIV, that there's going to be some concessions to allow everybody to play fairly, to play more nicely together. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And then the other thing that deals into that also is the PGA Tour basically having the say so with LIV Golf being under the umbrella of the PGA Tour Enterprises and the PIF. So it'll be interesting to see how all these parts kind of fit together if the PGA Tour does take the avenue of taking that money from PIF, and just like the investment fund has done as well.
Let me ask you this real quick, Keith. Do you think the team event is compelling? Like, is this something as a player that you like what they're doing on the team side?
You mean male, female?
No, the team live.
That they have?
The live teams, yeah.
You know, I've tried to get fired up about it, but it doesn't have it for me right now.
Yeah.
Not yet.
The fireballs aren't getting you?
Mainly because we're not hearing enough about it. They just don't have enough coverage to get you excited about it. And, you know, I've watched and seen the celebration, and at the end of the week, they almost make the team event as significant as the overall winner. And they're always all up on the, you know, up on the stand receiving their victory. So,
yeah, the podium.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, way back when we had team events, and it was pretty cool. We had teams that we were part of and drafted into. I don't know, Bobby, if you remember that. And it was kind of neat to follow, but it never took on. And so they kind of let it fall away. So, you know, I remember being drafted by such and such team, and, you know, you kind of get bothered that you're not in the top two, or you weren't one of the top picks. And
yeah,
I don't know. It was interesting. So how they put that together, and if it ever gets real traction, has to get more. They just have to get more coverage, and they're not getting it right now. Now, you know about TV contacts with them and contracts. What's happening with Liv and TV?
Nothing right now.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
CW 30.
Right now.
That's it. If you got CW, you can tune in. But otherwise, it's online.
And Google's jumped on this for this first tournament, and probably for this season to shot by shot or something like that. But again, that's not a national television or streaming coverage. That's just kind of what you do, what you can see online on their Google site and stuff like that. Let me ask you a question about one of the things we've been talking about is these player equity in the PGA Tour and PGA Tour enterprises. Looks like there's going to be $930 million for four groups in this initial player equity grant. I mean that number is crazy. You know, we remember the system, the old system, where you made 150 cuts and you got so much per cut and that kind of thing, and it went into your retirement fund. And now they're talking about these four groups, and one of those groups is the legacy group, group number four, with guys that 36 players that have helped in building the tour and that kind of thing. Just wanted your thoughts about this fund, and also the legacy guys, the guys that kind of missed out on that retirement fund with the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, I think again, it's a wonderful tool to retain players and to keep them in the game. And I think if they leave, they lose that. Is that not right? So
yes,
it just allows, I guess, the very thing players are leaving for with Liv is this, you know, generational security. And I think what this creates is that very thing on the PGA Tour. It's giving people real money. Like, you know, I get a retirement, but it's not enough really to live on. It's nice. And I played 20 plus years and received some from the Champions Tour. And it's, you know, if I had everything paid off in life and wanted to just eat and pay my bills, I could probably make it. But they're creating a system that they're going to be making really good income for the rest of their life. And it ties them in and it gets them to buy in to a very comfortable future. And I think that's what these players are kind of wanting. I think it's a good thing. I think it ties them back. It holds them in a place, and it satisfies their need to be protected as years go on. And that's a wonderful thing in any sport, especially any sport that you can get hurt and be done. You need something that kind of has your back, and that's a real gift to the players. So I applaud that.
Keith Clearwater joining us. So as Bob said, that last group, $75 million in aggregate equity granted to 36 players who were, quote, instrumental to building the PGA Tour based on career performance, unquote. So you've got 57 players in the third group, 64 in the second, 36 in the first, and those all kind of address the current players, if you will, the guys that are already in the game. Now,
right. In
this one, it's this legacy group. How in the world, it seems very subjective, Keith, how in the world do you actually determine who these 36 legacy players are? If you say instrumental to building the PGA Tour, to me, that says probably post-1968 when the PGA Tour split from the PGA of America, and then based on career performance. If you're thinking based on career performance, are you going wins? Is that, you can't go money, because the legacy guys didn't make any. Jack Nicklaus didn't
That's
make
right.
Arnold Palmer didn't make as much in his career as what a guy that finishes 150th on tour today makes in a year, right? Kind of, yeah, I mean, it's probably a stretch, but you get what I'm saying. So it's probably wins. How do you delineate these 36? Where would you start?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to see the criteria they're working off of. One category would have to be wins, but also impact. You know, I don't know, are they going to go back and like create a fund for a Payne Stewart who had such an impact on the game of golf? He'd have to be considered in that legacy group, wouldn't you think? Somebody who had charisma, who brought people to watch. I don't know. Is that an area that they would entertain? I don't know. Career wins would certainly be, you know, one of the areas they'd look at, but would you have to have 5 wins, 10 wins? Well, again, it's such a challenge. Now you're opening up another can of worms, because how do you, there are going to be people left out.
They're going to be,
It's like, you know, giving a speech and thanking everyone there and leaving out 3 or 4 people. And those are going to be some loud voices that, you know, would have an argument that they played an equally significant role in developing the tour. You know, I don't know, you could go back to a Billy Casper and say that family needs money to go to them for him being one of the top 5 in the world all that time. And, I don't know where it begins. You said 68. I don't know if it goes back further for those building the career, building the tour. And it's just such a hard, I don't know how they're going to solve these issues. They're going to have to come out with a criteria that seems to have maybe 5, 6, 10 categories, and they're measurable some way. You can't do it if they're not measurable. And when you start going to places like, well, he, you know, like a Payne Stewart, I would think he'd get a lot of points for just being a unique guy and bringing a lot of excitement to the game. Again, on and on, those just become tough decisions.
Yeah, I mean, you look at a guy like Johnny Miller, you know, he won 25 times in 2 majors. Obviously he had a huge impact through broadcasting and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Do you take that into account, or do you only look at what he did, you know, playing
on the course,
on the golf course? And if Johnny's in at 25 wins, do you go to, you know, Vijay at 34 in 3 majors? Do you go to, you know, certainly, you know, Phil Mickelson at 45, you know, and 6, you would say he should be in there, but I'm guessing he's disqualified himself for his role in LIV. Billy Casper sits 7th all time in wins with 51 and 3 majors. So, you know, do you go back to a lot of today's generation doesn't even know who Billy Casper is, but he was obviously instrumental at a time when the money wasn't as big as it is today. Freddie Couples, you know, was, you know, surprisingly, Freddie didn't have a lot of wins in just the 1 major, but obviously through all of his captaincies and things like that and charisma, Freddie was a big part of an attraction to the PGA Tour. So yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I was just kind of curious your thoughts, because it's, some people are going to get left out and some feelings are going to get hurt on that one.
It does open up a can. And, you know, my feeling is if they're not measurable criteria, you're going to have a problem. Mm-hmm. So somehow they have to be able to measure it.
Hey, Keith, before we let you go, how you been? Bob says you're working on some things with your, and it seems like you're always working on your health and physical fitness. So what are you into these days?
Well, you know, I'm still playing some Champions Tour golf. I'm going to go qualify for a few on this West Coast. I look forward to it. I'm trying to get my game sharp, getting the short game and putting, and I hit the ball as far as I ever did, farther than I ever did. So it's really just becoming a player again. But I've had the chance, you know, I've been a workout nut and a supplement fanatic my whole life. Bobby will attest to this. I carried a bag of stuff with like 30 different supplements in it and a blender and everything.
Suitcase.
A blender. Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Just all this stuff. So I'm always been kind of aware of it, and it's very important to me. And I've had many supplement companies come to me and wanting, you know, hey, will you, just because I always was in decent shape and, you know, I worked out, one of the first guys to work out on tour and do all that kind of stuff. So, so there was an attraction there, but I never would bite on any of them. And a company came along, Cardio Miracle, which I got to tell you, if I don't have you two on it in the next little bit, I'm going to be very disappointed at our friends, because it's the finest foundational product you can put in your body. It is a game changer. It's a nitric oxide product that stimulates blood flow and oxygen. It helps recovery, healing. It does just a host of things. You know, I'm not going to turn your short time with people here into an infomercial, but I'm going to really encourage people to look up Cardio Miracle, get the information themselves, convince themselves, do the research. And if you put it in your body for a few months, you'll never get off it. It's truly a game changer. You'll feel amazing. You'll feel vitality. And again, getting up out of bed, to me, the whole thing is feeling like you want to live life and get after it. And this truly changes that, because it increases blood flow. My blood pressure came down dramatically into normal ranges. I always had high blood pressure in spite of everything I did and took. So this really gives you an opportunity, you know, for those our age to have a second chance to feeling good. I play 3 hours of pickleball in the morning every day. I'm passionate about it. I'm playing a lot of golf. So take a look.
I'll give it a look. Hey, look, I turn 50 next month. So when you say our age, I'm not exactly there, but I'm at least Champions Tour age bracket here coming up. So
sorry, Brian, you're in that group now. You're right with us. Not letting you off.
Fair enough. Keith, thanks so much for your time, man. Always great to visit with you. Thanks for spending an extended amount, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Love you guys. You're the two best in the business, and just love hearing from you whenever you have something to say. So thanks for having me on.
You got it. Keith Clearwater, thanks, two-time winner on the PGA Tour. We'll take a short break. More of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure.
If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Laura Winters. The White House is singing a different tune. At Friday's daily briefing, White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory. Listen.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
And during an event at the White House Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris offering her opinion of the detailed, almost 400-page report.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him.
Sports fans all across the country gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday, people buying plenty of snacks and adult beverages ahead of the big game in Las Vegas, and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says plans in place to deal with any trouble.
All of us in the department, alongside our federal, state, and local partners, are working to ensure that the 65,000 people attending Super Bowl 58 and the millions of people gathering together and enjoying the game across the country are all safe.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
As we continue our coverage here on USA News of the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who's in Las Vegas, monitoring the price of tickets. And if you're solo, you could get in on a great deal.
While it might seem odd to be seated alone during the event, Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably, you know, 70,000 plus other sports fans that you could high-five during the game.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game, as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge the final cost after fees are added, avoiding any potential deception regarding affordability. I'm John Schaefer.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans are looking to take another vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. USA's Tim Berg reports.
House Republicans are planning to take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the border. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you again, and welcome in to hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. A little magic of radio there. Just doing a little editing. No big deal. Keith Clearwater joined us in hour number one. If you missed that, you can surely follow us on Twitter, X, at Real Golf, where it's posted. You can also hook up and follow us on your favorite podcaster site, where all you have to do is search and download Real Golf Radio. Subscribe, follow us. We'll post those interviews. Pretty interesting stuff by Keith. Still to come here on the back nine, hour number two, Sean Toulon. ToulonGolf.com is where you can find him now. They got small batch stuff going. 75 putters, 1,800 apiece, sold out in hours.
Oh yeah. That's and they're going to and the cool thing is they're going to be doing that once every month.
Yeah.
So,
and they got some other stuff in store. We'll check in with Sean and so you can figure out how to be a part of that, but definitely follow them on social. They advertise all that stuff on there and let you know what's going on. And then America's favorite caddy is going to stop by. It's one of those weeks where the caddies earn their pay, Bob. When you've got rain delays, you've got weather, all kinds of shifting things. It becomes, it's a lot of work for these caddies out there.
Yeah, and, you know, especially when you got to keep those grips dry, the bag gets heavy, everything's loaded into it. Water can seep into the bag, especially coming up through the bottom, because they want, you put the bag down, the water kind of comes up when it's really, really wet through the bottom. It's just really, really difficult. You're holding the umbrella. You know, the towels are hanging, the gloves are hanging up inside there. It's really difficult and really hard, and you earn your money.
Hey, by the way, speaking of earning your money, I love that Keith gave you all the credit that you were the only caddy that he relied on to read putts. That was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Hey, what a flex.
Keith and I read putts very, very similar. And so it was really, really easy to help him with some of that stuff. And it was tough on some golf courses where the greens were just a little bit quirky and they didn't have a lot of movement in them that you could see, but yet they still kind of moved based on grain and that kind of thing.
Well, I want to ask you about that coming up next, because you kind of taught me how to read greens. I still don't do it as well as you. So maybe there's something to it that I'm missing that you can fill all of us in on how to read greens, especially when it comes to different green surfaces. We don't have to deal with a lot of grain here in Utah, thankfully, but there are some places you get into those Bermuda and that grain has a huge impact. So we'll get into it all next and all the top stories and headlines right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro.
Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
As disruption rocks the global supply chain, businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Find out about this amazing new resort in southern Utah that is set to host a PGA Tour FedEx Cup fall event coming up this October. The Resort Center Hotel, the Golf Village, and some family village units all set to be open in time for that October tour event. So sometime late summer, the official opening of the resort, which is going to be really exciting. Golf course is already open. You can book a tee time at blackdesertresort.com. Check that out under golf. And then find out about the exclusive real estate opportunities where you can own a piece of Black Desert and cash in on this just unbelievable place. Really is something. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. Bob, I left off asking you about putting and reading putts. I think that's interesting. So in talking with Keith, you know, you guys said you have the same way of reading putts. I noticed that, Dr. Hoops and I, we play a lot together, but we don't putt the same. So sometimes yeah. I read it one way, but he reads it another, because a guy might push his putts just a little bit, or a guy might pull his putts just a little bit. So the way your eyes would see the putt would be slightly different. How is it that you are able to read the putts similar to Keith? Is it that you have the same putting style, or is there a method of reading greens that sort of fit with the two of you?
Well, you know, there's so much about reading greens that if you don't read them correctly, then you're up against the eight ball and you're not going to make a lot of putts. So my dad always said that was the most important thing as far as being able to make putts, was to be able to read the green correctly. So when you're talking about grain on a green, you talk about how the grass lays on the green. The grass isn't sticking straight up. It's laying on the green. So predominantly like bent grass greens, poana greens, It's always towards the drainage. How the green drains off is where the grass lays towards it. When you're talking about Bermuda greens and some of those other hybrid types of Bermuda greens, predominantly my dad always said that the grain of the grass always goes towards the setting sun.
Okay.
So to the southwest. So you can look at a cup and you can see where it's burnt out and where it's full grass, and you can determine which way the green is going based on that burnout edge, which is what you do with like Bermuda grass. Now, as far as slope and that type of thing of greens, you see guys doing aim point, and that's just all kind of getting a feel for the slope of the green. But one of the things that Keith and I always did is we club bob. We'd hold the shaft up to be able to kind of get an idea of the slope, and where from the ball to the edge of the cup, how far out you needed to hit it and that kind of thing. And without going into that in real big, a long explanation. It's like a surveyor's when they're trying to look at slope of ground and that kind of thing. You can do that same thing with a putter. And that's why Keith and I were able to read those pretty closely.
Mm. Yeah. And we've heard from Sean Toulon, and we'll hear from him again coming up. But, when he was developing Triple Track and the different things like that, they talked about how average players were so far off. I mean, just a degree or two on a 10 or 15 footer could end up missing the hole by, several inches. Up to a foot, depending on, how misaligned you are. Now, sometimes you just get it wrong and you look silly. That happens. But for the most time, one of the things that I need to do a better job of is when I'm lining it up, I need to remember that the hole is what, 4 inches wide, 4 1/4, whatever it is. And so you need to take into account that any part of the hole is okay. And sometimes I overread it and I play it on the high side where maybe it's an inch or two break. You don't need to play. If it's an inch or two break, keep it in the hole. Right. And sometimes I'm like, it's an inch or two break. I got to play it outside the hole. Well, now you're banking on it, catching that right edge. If it's a 2 inch break, play it on the right edge and it'll finish dead center. You've got you know what I mean?
You need to remember about the hole also is on a right to left putt or a left to right putt. The center of the hole is not the center of the hole that you're looking at directly on. The center of the hole is on the line that the ball is coming into the hole,
which then you use that whole, was it Dave Stockton with the clock? Uh-huh. Right. And so if it's a left to righter, center might be at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock,
7 or 8 o'clock. That might be the center
Not
of the hole.
6 o'clock as you're facing it. Right. Coming
Correct.
In. Right.
So 100%.
Yeah. So that's 100%. Kind of an interesting thing too. All right. Yep. So there's putting. Let's get back to the waste management, the WM Phoenix Open. Again, this is one, Bob, that is a favorite, right? Because it's just so crazy. And guys get to enter the gauntlet. They go underneath the tunnel and they come out and it's all crazy. It's just something unique. And I don't know that it's something you'd want to see every week on tour. Liv has promoted that they're golf, but louder. This is loud. This is the measurement of loud. Everything else besides the 16th hole at the Phoenix is not loud. It's quiet. And so... Yes. This is where it gets out of control. I suppose that tournament operators and sponsors and television, they would probably love to see this kind of fervor and excitement every week on tour. I can appreciate that, but it is sort of its unique position. And that 16th hole, we've had a chance to be out there. It's really unlike anything you'll experience in golf. It's just craziness is what it is.
And 150,000 spectators. It's an event every year with the Phoenix Open, 150,000 spectators a day, and it's really crazy. They line up at, I don't know, before it even gets light.
Oh, yeah.
They aren't let onto the golf course until 7:30, and it's mass exodus to the 16th hole, running as fast as you can to get as many seats as you can for your buddies and all that kind of thing, so that you can sit there the whole day and party hardy while you're watching everybody play. So it is a spectacle, but it's fun to have it at least once a year.
Yeah, no question. And look, 150,000 people a day, you're talking about US Open, Ryder Cup, things like that. They're like 40,000 to 50,000 a day.
Right.
So it's triple that. I mean, it's unreal. All right, Scottie Scheffler, he's the number one player in the world. He's a two-time defending champ this week. And currently, again, it's all going to shift out. But through his two rounds, he went 68-66. And as it sits, is tied for fifth. We'll see where it shakes out when everybody else has a chance to finish their rounds. But nevertheless, he would become the first player to three-peat on the PGA Tour since Steve Stricker won the John Deere Classic in 2009, right. 10, and 11. So it's been a long time since somebody has three-peated, but Scotty's due for a dub, man. I mean, Scotty is due, and he obviously likes this golf course, given the fact that he's won a couple of times. Yeah. He's tied for fifth at 5 under par, which at the moment is 7 shots behind Andrew Novak and Nick Taylor, but who are at 12 under par after their two rounds. But that's not... That, I mean, when you see guys that go out and shoot, like Nick Taylor did 760 in the first round, he can make up some ground. His 7 shots isn't too far to come from behind at Phoenix.
Not at all. Andrew Norvik currently and Nick Taylor are at 12 under par, and they're leading. Then you've got Maverick McNealy with his round done at 10. Scottie Scheffler is done at 8 under par. And then you've also got Justin Thomas there. Cameron Young is at 8 under par. So you've got some big names that are not far away with these guys that are currently in the clubhouse at 12 under par with the rest of these guys playing because suspension of play came at around 6:10 on Friday evening.
And I realize as you were reading that I misspoke. When Scotty shot 5 under in his second round, he is 8 under total. So there's only 4
That's
back.
Correct.
That's even more doable than the 7 back that I talked about. I was like, wait a minute, it's not 7 back. They're at 8 under. He's only 4 back. Yep. I hear you. I could feel all y'all saying, you know, what the heck are you talking about there? A couple other notables. Ricky Fowler, who won here a couple of years ago, he opened with 73, and it just had one hole completed. So he's got nearly his entire second round to play. Same with Max Homa. He's +2. Both those guys are sitting there at +2. Troy Merritt shot 69 in the opening round. He's got a few holes left to complete his second round, currently at 2 under par through, like I said, with 3 holes to play in his second round, and is tied for 47th. Jordan Spieth shot 68. He got some really bad weather in that opening round, and he's only played 2 holes. So he sits at 3 under par, but a lot still to play for. Wyndham Clark came back with a 65 in the second round to get to 5 under par. He's tied for 18th. Again, Wyndham Clark picking up that dub in the shortened event last week, the 54-hole event, with a 60 in what would have been his final round on Saturday. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Sean Toulon joins us here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and really excited to welcome in our next guest. You've heard him on here before. And, you know, when we think about our show being in the 25th year, there's a few guys that we have to thank and a few guys that are partly responsible for our continued success. And one of those guys, without question, is Sean Toulon with Toulon Design. And he's been time with, when we first met him, back at TaylorMade, spent time with Odyssey and Callaway, and now is enjoying his best life with his sons and creating these awesome small batch putters through Toulon Design. Sean, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
Yeah, can't complain. Just getting older and enjoying life. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Robert, how are you? Nice to hear your voice as well.
I'm doing well, Sean, and good to hear your voice too. You had some exciting things happening this week with the small batch. You just dropped a small batch of putters, and how did that go for you?
Yeah, well, they're gone. They're sold out, which is that's typically what happens. This one is a really cool one. I mean, obviously, we love them all, but this one is sort of near and dear to my heart, probably to you too, I would think, Bob. But so it was called Latrobe, which is our version of an 8802, obviously named after Arnold Palmer's place, and you know, Arnold. Instrumental in the design of the putter along with Wilson back in 1964. And, you know, we wanted to pay a proper tribute to that, to Mr. Palmer. But not just make a putter that was, you know, a total remake. How would we take an iconic shape and design like that and make it so it could perform, you know, for today, right? I mean, that putter is 60 years old, for goodness sake. And when you think about it, green speeds 60 years ago at Augusta were around 7, right?
Right.
And they're double that now, right? 14, let's say. So as agronomy has really changed, and green speeds have gone so much faster, the design of putters have changed. And we wanted to make sure that this putter looked, felt, you know, it gave you all the same emotions, but it could be used today and used well. So fun. That was a fun project.
So tell me a little, what is the business model when people are looking for Toulon putters now? What are you doing? What's the opportunity for people to participate, to be able to buy your putters? Do you still have the garage open? Things like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that. So we restarted. It's actually now called Toulon Golf. In August. So I retired from Callaway and Odyssey in July. So I enjoyed a nice afternoon of retirement and restarted, which has just been, it's a dream come true. So we started right away getting prepared. We had some of these small batch that we dropped today, some of these programs already in the works when I was at Odyssey. And we were able to, when I left, take those with us. So that was great. So what we've done is launch these really small, about 75 pieces or so of just incredible putters, just very artistic, sort of nostalgic, but updated designs. 75 of them worldwide. They sell out really fast. They sell out in the first day, usually in the first few hours. And so we've done one in August, September, October, November, December. We just January, and we just did our I guess it's our sixth or seventh one today. So that's one way, and they're all available at TooLongGolf.com. You know, for just a very short period of time, then they're gone. But coming up at the end of this month, you guys, we're going to be launching what we're calling our First Run 24 collection, which is just an incredible collection of 11 different right-handed models and three different left-handed models, just exquisite milled putters, look, sound, feel, performance, technology, everything that you could possibly imagine. Those are going to be still available in small quantities, but they're going to be easier to attain. Again, through TooLongGolf.com. So I think our launch date, we've got in pencil, not pen, but in pencil on the 22nd of February, and we couldn't be more excited to bring those out.
I love that. Sean Toulon joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So you are these going to be strictly milled putters? I know that's kind of what the Toulon specialty is. And to that point, what are your feelings on that versus insert putters? And I guess how does one decide? Is it strictly a personal decision? Is it a feel? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it is personal. To be honest with you, we love all putters, right? but for us, our stock in trade is milled putters, and you know, we only have one goal. That's to make the most incredible, best, most exquisite milled putters in the world. That's what our mission is. So, you know, that's all. How do we get the shapes right? How do we get the sound and the feel right? And, you know, so there's a lot of art meets a lot of engineering and a lot of science that goes into really creating these things. And I think ultimately, for me at least, and I think a lot of golfers would agree with this, there's nothing that feels better than a magnificent milled putter. And that's what we're really trying to do. So, you know, whether it's, you know, just a beautiful classic blade, and we'll have those in the line, a wider blade offering, which we'll have in the line. That's really cool. And then a pretty wide assortment of mallets, where we get to kind of flex our creative muscle a little bit, if you will, and bring some pretty interesting, cool new shapes there. So just exciting times for us.
So you just mentioned something which I thought was really interesting, is you talked about sound and you talked about feel. Maybe why don't you talk a little bit about how those really kind of relate and mesh together in putters?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you the overriding influence on how a putter actually feels to a golfer is sound. And if I were to put earmuffs or a headset on you guys and have you hit putts, what you would actually feel would anesthetized. It is probably the best word for it. So, so it's really important that you marry the sort of this crisp, responsive feel to or sound to create the right feel for a milled putter. But the second part of it, Bob, which to me I think is something that we really focus on, and I'm not sure other people do as much or as much as, in my opinion, they should, is sound and the speed by which the ball leaves the face is really, really cool in building a great putter. In other words, if a ball is going to come off the face faster, that should give you a little bit more sound. So let me say it a different way. If I gave you guys two drivers, one was really quiet and one made a lot of noise, a lot of sound when you hit it, and I asked you, Bob, which one do you think you're hitting farther? I promise you, you're going to hit the loud one, right? Yeah. So we try to make sure that sound is what you feel is what you hear, and what you hear is what you see. So if you hit a with something and it's a little bit crisper, it should have a little bit more ball speed. So we really try to tune our designs, which is not just the head, but it's also the shaft and the stiffness of the shaft to create the right ball speed. So this whole experience, sort of visceral experience, really is in sync, right? So there's a harmony, there's a harmony that I think you really have to get to, and I think we have done a really good job of getting there.
Sean Toulon joining us. That's the harmony. That's exactly, it's almost like a Bagger Vance kind of thing you're talking about right there, right? This whole like spirituality of not only, and technology that comes together to create what we call feel. And that translates hopefully into confidence, which translates into making more putts, right? I mean, I know you've got to have some mechanical stuff in there, but you've got to have some good feelings about that putter for that ball to go in the hole.
You do. And to your point, the mechanical part, you know, you need to make sure you've got the CG in the right place. And, you know, years ago when we were designing putters, we always felt like we had to move the CG further and further back, which can work in some cases for some golfers, but it creates a lot of issues. So now really the focus is on trying to get the CG a little bit closer to the face. That really helps you maintain ball speed on miss hits. And it also helps you translate a little bit more impact ratio or ball speed, and gives you a better feel. So those are all things that are sort of always in flux during the design process, but we think we've uncovered a pretty good recipe with this 24 collection. And then, you know, we try to apply that same idea to these artistic forms that we call small batch. So fun.
It is really fun. So again, just to recap, for those that want to, they're fans of Toulon that want these putters, they need to go to toulongolf.com. And then again, once a month, you got small batch drops, but then coming here, sometime end of this month, beginning of March, there'll be some regular putters, I guess, if you will, that are more readily available.
That's right. Yep. And, they're all beautiful. So, we'd love to have you drop by the site and take a look, and we think you're going to love what you see.
Well, Sean, congratulations on everything. Thanks again for your interaction with us, for the chance to visit with you, and for all you've done for us over these last 25 years. We appreciate it, and we wish you all the best.
Likewise. It's gone both ways. So I've really enjoyed getting to know you guys over the years, and love our partnership. So thank you.
You got it. Sean Toulon joining us right here. Check out toulongolf.com and get in on one of the drops if you want something truly special. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Hey, Joe Montana here.
Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, you're listening to Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. And right now, we welcome in everybody's favorite guest, America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh yeah, the Caddy joins us each and every week, and he is a legend in caddy shacks across the country. Caddy, what's happening, man?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just relaxing in the desert.
Mm.
I don't know what's happening.
Are you down for the Super Bowl? You in Vegas?
I can neither confirm nor deny my whereabouts for the Super Bowl championship.
It's probably best that way.
Well, whatever happens stays there, that or something. Isn't that how, I don't know.
Yes.
How's that go?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Caddy ain't staying in Vegas.
Oh, man. You know what? We talked a lot the last couple of weeks about how much we love the West Coast swing and how we think it's the best, the sexiest, yada, yada. Mother Nature is kind of not making it as sexy, I guess. Let's put it that way. And my little joke, maybe you could appreciate this one, Caddy, is the year that they choose to keep the celebrities out of the weekend at Pebble Beach, the biggest celebrity of all, Mother Nature, decided to show up and crash the party. That's funny, right? That's pretty good.
Boy, you know, coincidence? The conspiracy theory is coming. So I'm calling it the wet, cold swing instead of the West Coast. That 10 times fast, Steve, gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
So I will say this, though. So I'm currently in Phoenix, and Thursday was legit brutal. I mean, legit. In the morning, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And then around 11 o'clock, 11:30, you could see this gray gloaming just coming at you. And you're thinking, uh-oh, here we go. And it did rain, and it was really cold. And, of course, they kind of stopped playing. Now, Friday morning, I think it was 38 early in the morning. And then but I got to tell you, I went outside about 9 o'clock. It was still in the 40s, and it was almost T-shirt weather for the caddy. It was that nice at 48 degrees. And when it got to 50, 51, the caddy's in shorts and a shirt. No sweater for the caddy.
Mm.
It was beautiful, actually, all day Friday. Beautiful, perfect. So it looked cold on the temps, but I got to tell you, get out west, little elevation, get the sunshine. It's 20 degrees warmer than that temperature.
Caddy, it's kind of interesting how things go with the PGA Tour and when there's rain delays and all that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about the caddy's job and what he has to do to make sure, especially during rain or during rain delays or whatever, to help out with the player and to prepare for when they're going to get back out on the golf course.
Boy, I've got so many rain stories. So the rain is where the caddy earns his keep when it rains. That is when you really, as a player, you better have a pro jock, as Carl Spangler would say. on the bag at that point in time. Keeping the grips dry is the absolute number one priority. Keep the grips dry. That's the number one thing. Everything else out the window. Yardages, strategy, whatever. Yeah, I was at the Irish Open one time, and I don't know what happened. There was this misty rain that came. I've never experienced anything like it. It's like it permeated the bag. I had a couple extra towels like you do. Everything was good. I had the rain cover on the bag. We're pulling out the clubs, and they're wet. And I'm, what the heck's going on? They're not getting wet. How are they getting wet? Maybe it was a bad bag. Anyway, I thought in the middle of the round, we're not going to be able to keep playing. Because once these grips get wet, it's all over. You can't hold on to it. You can't even swing a club. But luckily, the rain stopped, and so we dodged a bullet there. Anyway, you're loading up on the set. Now, during the rain delay, that gets a little more interesting. You really hope you luck out and you're in your hotel room playing in the afternoon when they call that rain delay. Because if you start playing and then there's a delay, you can sit around for 2, 3, 4 hours waiting for the decision that you know is going to come, but you can't leave until the decision's made to call it a day. And it's rare that you have to wait 4 hours, but it's, you know, you're kind of sitting there, you're miserable thinking, man, half those guys are back in the condo and they're warm and just sitting there watching, and I'm here waiting it out, you know? And so you want the good end of the draw when that happens. It's just a luck thing, you know, 50-50. One thing I had to do one time, we had a big rain delay at the Players' Championship the year my player happened to win. And we had a restart late in the day, either Friday or Saturday. I'm driving to the course. He lives right near the golf course, but a mile from the range. And I call his house just to kind of check on him. And his son answers, and it says, hey, is your dad leave for the course? And he says, no, he's sleeping. This is 20 minutes before we're taking off. No, he's sleeping.
Oh my gosh.
I said, well, you might want to wake him up since he's leading the tournament, because we got to play a few more holes tonight. So he runs out there and everything's okay. So we could have pulled a Lucas Glover there. Woo. If I hadn't called him.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. It was crazy. That stuff happens. I mean, it happens. Weird things happen.
How about the Rory McIlroy during the Ryder Cup? At Medina. Needed a police escort to get there on time. Went right to the first tee and won his match.
Yep. No problem. Here we go. Yep. He made it on time. Oh, man. Sevi, one time I remember at Baldestral, they had really incredible traffic and no one could get in. And it was, I don't know if it was Larry Nelson or Sevi, but somebody actually hopped out of their car and waved down a motorbike and hopped on it and rode in on the back of a motorcycle to get to their tee time. That was all fine. I think it was Sevi who did it. It was either, maybe it was Larry Nelson.
You sure you weren't watching Dumb and Dumber?
It was something like that. Mm. Yeah. But rain delays are just, wow. I mean, those days, just, it's not fun caddying in the rain. The bags, what do you think, Bob? The bag feels like
it gets
30
heavy.
Pounds heavy?
And it's loaded up. It's got everything in it.
Oh.
Like you said, the towels, the rain gear, everything. I mean, that used to happen with regularity when we were at Castle Pines in Colorado.
Oh, the afternoon thunderstorms in Castle Pines. I live in Denver now, and they're a thing. You know, those afternoon thunder boomers. And they seem to just seek out Castle Pines. It's in this corridor or something of lightning. I don't know what it is. Those things are pretty intense.
Hey, I don't mean to rain on the rain parade here, but can we shift over to the 16th hole at TPC Scottsdale? Talk about the experience of walking through the tunnel and how cool that is from even a professional golfer, how excited these guys get to enter into the gauntlet or the arena that is the 16th hole.
So that tunnel didn't exist back in the caddies back in the day when the caddy was caddy. That's all new. The stadium thing was becoming a thing. My last year caddy and was of course around 2012 on the tour. So it's been a while, but I got a cool story. So we're on the range standing there with Kelly Gibson, Tiger Woods, 97. We're on the range, and we look over towards 16, and you couldn't really see it, but you could see the mounds and the hills. And there's a million people standing on the hill, so we know Tiger's on 16. Okay, here we go. What's going to happen? We hear this ridiculous roar, and it sounds like a hole-in-one roar. I mean, it's loud. Now, the range has got to be 800 yards to the 16th tee. Yeah. It's, I mean, half a mile. It's not that close, right? And so... So we hear this roar. I mean, it's loud. It's loud. And I'm kind of thinking, man, that didn't quite sound like a hole-in-one, but it almost did. Well, that was Omar Uresti hitting it a foot from the hole, playing with Tiger. And then Tiger gets up and hits it. And of course, we don't know. And it's an explosion. I mean, I've been in RFK Stadium way back when it was rocking. It was so loud. That roar was so loud. But it's not just that it was a loud roar. It was sustained. It went on for 5 minutes from the time the shot went in till the time he pulled the ball out of the hole. I mean, the crowd was roaring like at its peak for 5 minutes. And there was a player who was in the fitness trailer getting worked on, which is sort of a like an 18-hole truck trailer, right? And it's got the thin walls and all that. And he said the walls in the trailer were, he could feel them vibrating from the noise.
Wow.
That's a half a mile away. It's like a bomb explosion. It was amazing. That was the loudest roar I've ever heard from a distance on a golf course. I believe it or not, here's how loud it can get. When we played with Tiger and things are rocking and rolling and we've been walking from green to tee, and it's legit so loud that I've yelled at my player from behind, 6 feet behind. I've yelled and he couldn't hear me. That's how loud it can get in the crowd at a golf tournament, which you find hard to believe, but I'm telling the truth here.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Good stuff. Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, topic of the day, we got to get this from you before we run out of time here. We've been talking about this equity on the PGA Tour that they're doling out to all the different sectors. And the one that we have found to be very curious, and partly because it could have an effect on, you know, Bob Casper himself here, depending on how things shake out. But we're talking about the legacy category. Okay, so it's the fourth category. It's not the big, huge $750 million between 36 players, but it is $75 million amongst 36 players. And it is going to be granted to players who were instrumental to build the PGA Tour based on career performance. So instrumental to building the PGA Tour based on career performance. With that said, Caddy, where do you start? And I haven't heard what the criteria exactly is. Some of it seems a bit subjective. What do you think of when you hear that group? I mean, Jack Nicklaus's name was already thrown out there. So we know it's guys like Jack. Who are the other 35 like Jack that are going to be included in this legacy group in your mind?
The first name I'm throwing out is Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first name. I think, do you go all the way back to Hogan and Snead and before the PGA Tour? I mean, they're all part of that legacy. Well,
the it PGA says, Tour, you know, Caddy, hold on a second. It says building, we're instrumental in building the modern PGA Tour.
Well, it doesn't say modern, but that's how we're interpreting it.
Yeah. Well, the big break was, what was it, 69, when Jack and Arnie kind of, they went away from the PGA of America and became their own thing. So you could say, okay, that's where it begins, right? Let's go from there. And who did what from there? I'm interested, that's the fourth category. I'm interested in the 97th category, which is legendary tour caddy. And what kind of there? But that's a whole other discussion for another show. That's a discussion for another. No, but look, this is the problem. It's such a subjective measure. But I do kind of like one of the things it says is based on performance.
Yeah, career, okay? Career performance.
Well, let's list who. How do you judge performance on the tour? Well, let's go with what wins. You can't do money, because that changes all over the place. So just go down the list of who won the most tournaments, and there's your 36 guys. That's a nice objective way to do it. Who won the most events? Boom, 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 boom. There's 36. Okay, next question. That's how I'm doing it.
Well, if you're taking out the pre-65ers, which Sam Snead won his last event in pre-68, Sam Snead won his last event in 65. Sorry, it took me a while to get to that one.
Yeah.
Ben Hogan's last one was in 59. Palmer, sorry, he's in there. Nelson was 51. Hagen was in 36. So if you take all those guys out, you basically took three out. That puts number one, Tiger Woods. Number two, with 82 wins. Number two, Jack Nicklaus was 73. Arnold Palmer was 62, and Billy Casper with 51.
And you got to throw Tiger out because he's already in category number one.
That's right. That's a good point. Yes. You're right. Tiger's already out in category one. You're right. Good point. So
there's your top three. And so
you got Watson. Watson will be in there.
Yeah, Watson sits there with 39 wins.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I think Mickelson probably won't be included in the group. I'm assuming. I don't know. Probably not. But that's
Put Vijay Singh in that group.
Vijay's had a ton of wins.
34.
And even if you're talking 30-some guys, I mean, you're probably even getting down to guys like, is Lanny doing it? Lanny's got 20. I guess you got to get close to 30 wins or more to get in this group of 36, don't you? Or maybe they're in the 20s even to get that. But anyway,
yeah.
Without going into the details, it does say based on performance. Right, so it's kind of an objective measure. It's just a question of what dates are they choosing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, I would say that in any amount of discussion we've had today, you would have a hard time not including Billy Casper in that. So, Bob, I hope they back up the Brinks truck for your mother and include Billy Casper and recognize him as one of the key legacy players in building the PGA Tour. Caddy, we're out of time, but always a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Appreciate you joining us here on the show. For Dave Glauser, Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days.
days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.